No alien land in all the world has any deep, strong charm for me but that one. No other land could so longingly and so beseechingly haunt me, sleeping and waking through half a lifetime, as that one has done. Other things leave me, but it abides. Other things change, but it remains the same. For me, its balmy airs are always blowing, its summer seas flashing in the sun. The pulsing of its surf beat is in my ear. I can see its garlanded crags, its leaping cascades, its plumy palms drowsing by the shore, its remote summits floating like islands above the cloud rack. I can feel the spirit of its woodland solitudes. I can hear the splash of its brooks. In my nostrils still lives the breath of flowers that perished 20 years ago.
These words from Mark Twain were spoken long after his voyage to the Sandwich Islands, now known as Hawaii. He made that remarkable trip in 1866, when he spent 4 months in the islands as a correspondent for the most prominent newspaper in the West, the Sacramento Union. The newspaper dispatches are now known collectively as Mark Twain's Letters from Hawaii. Selections from the letters are performed by McAvoy Lane and are proudly presented by the Audio Partners Publishing Corporation. We believe they will be of special interest to those who love Hawaii today.
Letter 1, sent from Honolulu, March 18th, 1866. On board the steamer...